My name is Eileen Haworth Weil, and I'm from Somerville. And as many of you know, I've come before the town's review boards many times since this project was first proposed. And I've made my concerns known at both zoning boards of appeal and the planning board public hearings. In each instance, I've addressed the review board's disregard for the rule of law. To set the record straight, it's not the mushroom factory that I'm opposed to. It's injustice. And the dubious review of this project has been an injustice. As Mr. Kamiyama, Yukaguni CEO, recently disclosed, in 2003, town officials deferred Yukaguni's payment of application fees until after the company secured its approval. That violated town code. Payment of fees is a prerequisite of application approval. To date, we've had no answer to who granted that deferment or why. And we have had no answer to why an approval of this site plan was filed with the town clerk, though fees had still not been collected. Earlier this year, not at the board's request, but at the residents' insistence, Yukaguni was finally instructed to pay approximately $117,000 in past due fees. However, to date, there has been no fee for this new review. Although code states, amendments to a site development plan shall be acted upon in the same manner as the approval of the original plan, our deputy town attorney, Langdon Chapman, argues that regulation doesn't apply, because Yukaguni didn't meet conditions of approval of its original site plan. He insists that since approval was not finalized, the plan now before this board is a revision, not an amendment. Thus, no fee is required. With all due respect, Mr. Chapman, as an associate professor of English in the state university system for 20 years, as well as a writer and an editor, I believe I am as qualified as Mr. Chapman when it comes to the use of language. And I strongly assert, particularly in this case, there is no difference in the meaning of these two words. Revision and amendment are synonymous. Our zoning code makes no distinction either. No definition, description, or mention of a site plan revision appears in the code. So whatever word you substitute, revision, adjustment, change, alteration, modification, code says it's a site plan amendment. I can only surmise, as it has been done by others throughout the review of this project, rhetoric is being used to give Yukaguni a privileged shield from town rules. This is especially disconcerting when the town is facing serious financial hardship, and the state controller's office cites failure to collect fees as a contributing factor. The dire economic situation impacts all town residents, yet this board continues to bend the rules for one particular property owner. Since Yukaguni has not been held to the law concerning fees, and since a complete application was not required prior to this public hearing, understandably, many of us have little trust in this board's review process, and we fear other segments of the code have been overlooked or manipulated to Yukaguni's advantage. To regain the public trust, this hearing must be held open until all required submissions are available for review by the entire board, as well as the public. And fees associated with this review, this amended site plan, must be paid prior to any decision. That's our law, as stated in Zoning Code Sections 19945J and 19964E through H. Finally, although you may consider the advice of board consultants, each member of this board must contemplate and make a decision on this application based on your individual evaluation of the issues. Not merely because that's what your neighbors expect of you, but because you signed an oath to uphold the law. In order to meet that obligation, each of you must be fully acquainted with our zoning code and this applicant's adherence or lack thereof to that set of laws. If you fail to do that, you put the town at risk of litigation, for that's the public's only recourse when you don't do your job honestly and responsibly.